I do my Bhaktiya, I was here, and Sanatan Dasadhikari was here. Our chief Lord Prabhupada or my Abhay Charanan Charanat Prabhu at that time in fight way. Here. He saw me and he began to sleep there. I embraced him, he also embraced me, myself. And I told him that, Prabhu, I will not let you go anywhere else. The whole for whole time, forever, he will be here, preaching, reading Bhagavad Gita, and I am doing so. I know that there are none to look after you. I will look after you. He became so glad, and I gave a room against my room. My room was here, and I gave a room here. Two rooms, myself and him. So at that time, no mandir and anything. And he was at that time parting late. Nothing to show that this is mine, only this body and Atma, only. No pipe, nothing. Only back to some copies of back to Godhead with him. And four hands on Gita and four volumes of, four or three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. First, second and third time perhaps. And this is reserved in my library. Only these things were there. Not no bedding, nothing, no box, nothing. He became so sleep. Guru Maharaj also became sleep. And here, I first told him that you want to love your children, you want to love your wife, you want to love all them, but they don't want. I said, Majas Manitya. What is the meaning of Majas? So, I cut a joke from boyhood. I used to cut jokes to anyone. And he looked like my as a friend. Nothing to agile warrior. Nothing. He was so much elder than me. He was equal to my Gurudev. In age and in every way, that is a respected person, educated person. I was not educated, but still I am not educated. Having no quality. But I don't know why they used to love me and to give me so much mercy, I don't know. I find nothing in myself. Today I also see that so loving person and so beautiful, so memory, and every kind of virtues and qualities are in them. But why they honor me, I don't know. In this way, he used to honor me. I told him in just joke cutting, that your wife does not want you, your six or two children, two boys, sons, one was very against it with him, and one was somewhat helpful, but he also does not do, wanted to serve him. So I told him that why you are not taking service of our earth? I will serve you, let them be out. You should not go. I will beg door to door and I will manage for your bread and anything. He was very fond of delicate food. Very fond. He wanted to prepare, he knew to prepare also, and to feed others also. He told that I told that I told you all that he told me that when Prabhupada gave me initiation and he told me that you should preach in Western country in English language. Be prepared from now. He has told about 20 years before in Calcutta. And he was a very good friend to my Gurudev. Both used to live together. Both were so intellectual gents. Very fine this intelligence both. And both were very learned persons and a high class family both. So I told him that you should take sannyas and preach over for Western country. I will help you, I told him. He told that I was fearing that when Prabhupada gave me initiation, I at once read Srimad Bhagavat, and in Srimad Bhagavat I found a flow. Yadadrasya Grahinati Harishke Tad Khanan Chalai. So those whom Krishna does mercy, anyone goes in the shelter of Krishna, Krishna takes away everything, his whole wealth, everything, and makes a street beggar. I feared at that time that I will have to be fed beggar, so I was fearing. But what I did in my life for wealth, everything easily went out. He could not understand what to do. He was manager of Bengal Chemical, and at that time he was so expert that he arranged to another company himself. But that was failed. He came to Allahabad and he managed for a very big shop where Indira Gandhi and Jawaharlal used to come to his shop. Very big shop. But after some time he became failed. Totally failed. Then he did some little businesses. And after everything failure, he came here. So I used to sit by side. You should not do anything. He told that what I was fearing, it can on my head. And now see that I cannot do anything for all these things. I told that you are a not man. You are not a person to do anything in this world. You will have to do so many things, important things. Krishna and your Guru, they want you that you should do so much things that general person cannot do. You should preach in Western country. I told my Guru that he is your friend. He can obey you because you are elder and he is too senior and you are some junior to him. Guru Maharaj was at that time in Sanyasi and he was in Grihastha way. So I requested him to give some pressure him that he should take Sanyasi. Then Gurudev called him and he told that Narayan Maharaj and all here boys are telling that you should take Sanyasi. And I also support. So you should take sannyas. It will be very benefit of world you should take sannyas. At that time, this hall was divided. From here, this is Sapurgriya and this was Guru Maharaj living in this room. So here, on the same auspicious day, he was ready. He came ready. How could I be ready? I told him that, don't fear. I will prepare everything. So I prepared the bahirbha, or uttariya, turned I out. By my hand, I completed the dance, prepared the dand, and how to how to wear all these things, I taught him. And then here, fire jag was done, or Guru Maharaj came, and Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj also there, and Sri Sai Brahmachari and Kunj Bihari Brahmachari and other so many persons were. Now Kunj Bihari and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and so many persons are not here. Also Sanatan Prabhu who took sannyas, Swamiji, his name was Muni Maharaj. Bhakti Vedanta Muni Maharaj, he is also known. He has joined the service of Krishna there. So all were here. He began to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. All this. And Guru Maharaj kept me, I was reciting Japa, and he was telling, oh Krishna, 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 Krishna. In the Kirtan of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj gave him Sanyas Mantra. Someone don't think it so much valuable or so much important, Sanyas. But Sanyas is also so much of importance. If he was not Sanyasi, I think in Western countries he could not do. In India, everyone has so much honor for Sanyasi Vana. And in Sanyas, not everything giving, but getting something. And what that is? It is handling, explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukunda Seva Vrata, it has been told. It is Mukunda Seva Vrata. Anyone cannot disturb us if you are sannyasi. I need no anything. I only love Krishna and Srimati Radhika. And sannyas mantra is only very helpful. bhajan, that Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and all other Goswami tried to give us. And that is Gopi Bhav. So I think Gopi Bhav is superior to all supermost things. To give a Shraddha, to give Harinam, to give initiation of Brahma Gayatri, and to give Gopi Bhav. You can see in them which is most important. All are, I think, covered in it. Gopi Bhav is Swarupa Lakshan. Gopi Bhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this. So it is a very important thing. Don't think it's very minor part. Point. So Guru Maharaj gave him Gopi Bhav Mantra. And Sanya, someone tells that he was only of, he has written only Saksha Bhav. He has not written anything about Gopi Bhav. But I am not supported.
Don't support that
thing. I don't believe all that. Having Gopal, Gopi Mantra, Gopal Mantra, Kama Gayatri. What is the meaning of Kama Gayatri? What is Kama Gayatri? Only Gopi Bhav. So, it is not less important. Krishna gave himself by the truth to Brahmajit Mantra, Kama Gayatri. Kama Gayatri is not a mantra of Dr. Sakhabhasalya. Everything is of Madhura. So this important thing he gets here. And then he went for preaching in whole Western countries everywhere. And he got response in a very no time. And wildlife Samal Krishna Swami, Satsarup Maharaj, Mayapurvani, Jaya Pataka, at that Bhavananda, Krishnananda, and so many boys, and so many girls.
Dadarani.
Shyamarani. Came. Jaturani came. Aditya came. Kharta came. Jadur. Solpriya. So many. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told like so. So lakhs and lakhs of Indian and Western devotees will meet together and putting hands up, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So now you are seeing this. He did as a magic all these things. A very short time. I will told about something, Sanya. Now, Satsarup Maharaj, Dhanurdhar Swamiji, and two others, and this fellow, my friend, they will all speak, and at last I will also speak something. What was his sixth answer? Why he went to his Western country, and what he gave to Western country? What are his attributes? Why we are so much indebted to him? Why today we are organizing this Mahotsav? We should know. Otherwise, we cannot know him and we cannot enter in bhajan realm. Sadhana. So I will first pray to Satsarup Maharaji to speak something about his specialties, his preaching, his life, and what he wants to speak. Gaur Pramam.
This is a day in which especially all the ISKCON devotees feel gratitude. So we express our gratitude in this auspicious place to Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj for inviting us to observe the function and propelling us all this nectar of his association with our spiritual master. ISKCON devotees coming to this place. This has not happened in the last 2 years. 2 years ago, I think I remember Srila Narayan Maharaj was not feeling well, so we did not come. And last year, Srila Narayan Maharaj was out of station, so we did not come. But he has expressed to us that even if he is not physically present, we should never cancel this program. We should always come here. Of course, I said, if you are not here, then we're not so interested to come. But he said, this is not a good conclusion, because we are serving our spiritual master in separation, and so in any case we should come here. So we hope, however, that Srila Narayan Maharaj will always be here on this day so that we can get the full benefit of the meditation on Prabhupada, our Prabhupada taking sannyas. But now we can understand a little better that if for some reason he is not here, we will be able to remember the words such as he has said today and all come here and try to remember the significance of the day. So in feeling gratitude, we devotees who came to Srila Prabhupada are very thankful that he did take sannyas and come to us and deliver us from the great ignorance. Lord Caitanya has said that material life is like a pit into which one passes stools. So we were in such a pit of material life in Western countries, and our spiritual master came to us. I would like to just read two short stanzas of a poem that our spiritual master wrote. This poem was written to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but we can make another application to it also. He says about his spiritual master, and this was written in 1935 in English. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen souls prayed heavy, most heavy, the illusions hold. Darkness around, all untraced, the only hope is divine grace. Have you not come, who has told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mate, save me, a fallen, your divine grace. So this is a description, actually, of all of us who had no conception of Vedic culture, born in Mlecha nation, forgotten Krishna, paying allusions toll. When Srila Narayana Maharaj was talking about all the blissful participation of such great devotees as himself, our spiritual master, and Bhakti Pragya Maharaj in 1959, I couldn't help but think, what was I doing in 1959? But I didn't want to even think of what it was. And some of you perhaps were not even born in 1959, or we can say we were paying allusions toll heavily. So this phrase, had you not come, had our Prabhupada not come, then we would have faced the bitter reaction to our sinful activities, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. This means next life you have to take birth in less than human species and suffer in so many ways. This is what we were headed for, surely, had you not come. And so the taking of sannyas was essential. In our Prabhupada's own words, describing the order or the pressure from Bhakti Pragya Maharaj, which we now heard today, was also instigated by Srila Narayana Maharaj. Our Prabhupada said, I was sitting alone in Vrindavan, writing. My God brother insisted to me, Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, you must do it. Without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher. So he insisted. Not he insisted, practically my spiritual master insisted. He wanted me to become a preacher, so he forced me through this God brother. You accept. So unwillingly, I accepted. We know that our spiritual master did not always get encouragement for his activities. Even after he did such wonderful preaching, and so many Americans and Europeans became devotees, sometimes, even in India, among the caste-conscious Hindus, or even among some God brothers sometimes, there was not so much appreciation. They even said, why have you given Brahmin bread? Why have you given sannyas to these Western people? You are ruining Hinduism. Of course, the scriptures don't support such ideas, that Krishna consciousness is only for Hindus or those born in India. It's meant for everyone all over the world. But the fact that he was so much encouraged by Bhakti Pragya Maharaj and Srila Narayana Maharaj, and that this encouragement to us Western-born devotees continues from this KHFD Gaudiya Math, we are very thankful and grateful to them for this encouragement. So I won't speak anymore, I've already spoken earlier today. But I would just like to read a report in the Gaudiya Patrika, which was published after the ceremony took place here in 1959. The article had a biographical sketch of Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and then it concluded with these words. Seeing his enthusiasm and ability to write articles in Hindi, English, and Bengali, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj gave him the instruction to take Sridandi Sanyas. For nearly 1 year, he had been ready to accept Sanyas. In the month of Bhadra, on the day on which Vishwarupa accepted Sanyas, Bhaktivedanta Swami, at the Sri Keshav Ji Gaudiya Math, accepted Sanyas from the founder of the Vedanta Samiti, Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj. seeing him accept his ashram of renunciation, seeing this pastime for accepting the renounced order of life, we have attained great affection and enthusiasm. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
And also,
there is Sukhananda, Brahmachari, and he can see him smiling, but you will not believe that he is near 60 years old. And Srila Narayana Maharaj, he would send him every day from here. Every day, because I think he was some type of doctor before. He would send him every day to give Prabhupada massage. And when he came, then after he gave Prabhupada massage, then after 2 weeks, our Prabhupada left for the West again. So there's such an intimate connection. And right where you are sitting, this is the very place where this sannyas took place. I remember a few years ago, Maharaj began his presentation. He closed his eyes and he said, before the stream of my consciousness, I see the very same pastime happening. I see your Guru Maharaj here, I see my Guru Maharaj here. And he was very moved to remember. So we can also remember this lila, as Srila Satyajit Maharaj was mentioning in the publication from the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti called the Gaudiya Patrika, which our Guru Maharaj would also write articles for, that it was described as a lila, that it was a pastime. And just as we remember Krishna's pastimes, remember the pastimes of the devotees, and they have some message for us. And when we remember those pastimes, we can actually pray. We can pray today to Srila Prabhupada, we can pray today to Srila Bhakti Pradhan Kesha Maharaj, that we may get that same mercy that was manifest on this day. We may get that same inspiration. And also we can think deeply of the pastime of these two liberated souls. And we can think if there's any deep meaning, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. Srila Prabhupada, he said that Chaitanya Charitamrita is Bhagavad Gita in practice. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvadhamam Vidyaja, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vidya. And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see the lives of the surrendered souls and how they exchange loving dealings between each other and to the Supreme Lord. So I was thinking of two important instructions that we can remember on this day. One is the importance of sannyas, was demonstrated by this particular pastime. And the second instruction is that the spiritual master can manifest through many Vaishnavas. I was thinking how important this instruction is for us, because Srila Prabhupada was the founder of Acharya of ISKCON, but unfortunately, and he also felt it very unfortunately, he was the founder of Acharya, but within the institution there were no godbrothers. So we did not have that example which we needed in Prabhupada's lila, that example of how he exchanged with godbrothers. So we see in this particular lila how the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, was manifesting directly through one of his godbrothers. Actually, I was thinking myself that this particular lila or pastime is also very important for myself. I remember several years ago, many of the GVC members, they were coming here to consult with Srila Narayana Maharaj about Guru Tattva and how to apply it within ISKCON. So, at that time I had asked him, I said, Maharaj, I'm feeling myself some deficiency. But people are approaching me to be good spiritual masters. I asked him his opinion, and he said, he looked at me and he said, I order you, he said, did the GVC approve? And I said, yes, the GVC is approved. Then he said, I order you. But he said, no, not me. He said, but Srila Prabhupada drew me. Srila Prabhupada drew me. So that example was there. I felt this is very nice. Because this is the example. Srila Prabhupada drew his spiritual master Peter in his dream, but through Bhakti Pakan Keshu Maharaj, he was feeling my spiritual master spoke to me. So this is a very nice example that we can actually see, and it was Krishna's arrangement. Because Srila Prabhupada would be the acharya, the founder acharya, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. So through his life, all examples of Vaishnava behavior and proper Vaishnava Siddhanta should be there so we can meditate on this pastime. Srila Prabhupada ki
because he went through undifferent stage of the life, and then finally he realized that I'm not to be left as one machine. Krishna is everything, there's nothing besides Krishna, and I have to surrender everything to him. And then because his sincerity, Krishna gave his only purpose of preaching, because his desire, his personal desire, he wanted to please Krishna. He had not personal desire of fame, of position, of material situation, facilities. But Srila Prabhupada was completely fixed in pleasing Krishna, and his desire was so strong, as we can see practically what was the result. And then Srila Prabhupada is the example of the surrendering. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, in the chapter of the Avanti Brahmana, there is one mantra. It is considered the mantra of the sannyasa mantra.